So I say something doesn't sound right, I have a good excuse. That's why I'm saying that. Okay, so we saw the Gemara through Kuf Aleph and Mem Aleph. I'm sure the Elam is at. I want to touch on the Tosis. They Kiddush Yatzu. Start with the Tosis. I know the Elam told the Elam to go back there and come back and start again. But now, the Elam is ready to tackle the Tosis in already. They Kiddush Yatzu. Abishal Shasu Raksha Sheitim Mavorech. But I feel Echem Ham Kinemuch beside Pepper called my Arvin. So that's the more later on. The more says that Hamavorech starts Sheitim. That's the more later on Kufov. No, Kuhayim Abayz is the second last line. So somebody has to drink, but the more an Arabin is Mavura, that it's loved after the Mavura. It could be anybody else. The more discusses making the Birchas as Man and Yom Kippur on a Kais and the Tinnik drinking it. So you see that you don't need the Mavura. Should be the one who's Tayyim. Somebody has to be Tayyim. Chila Sar Shiitum Mekulam, but Chila. Everybody's supposed to be Tayyim. And the Rishbam said that as well. It's actually not so poshut what the makor for that is, how we know that that's true. But, okay, say Shaitan Tosis. Yeah. So there's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is Mashah, that there's an Indian of being Tayyim, Makarisha Bracha. So it could be that's the whole dinner. It's mitzad the din of Mavorach. Could be it's mitzad the din of that Kershul Bracha you're supposed to be tired from. That could be that's also the din. There's a famous tikkun from Brisker Rav that by Shabbos day you have to be tired. Which Pashas, it's a fascinating tikkun term from Brisker Rav, but in Halacha it's not really brought because there are multiple rayas that would not necessarily be true. In other words, his argument is by night that the Birchas Yayin Betzim is a Hechatimsa for the Kiddush, but the Ikra is the Kiddush, so I'm Yotze with the Kiddush, so even though I wasn't Toyim, but Yavin, I'll be Yotze, that my lack of Te'ima does not affect my being Yotze with the Kiddush. Shabbos day, the whole Kiddush, Tekanas Chazal was that before you have a Suda, normally you start a Suda, you start eating. Over here, to show the Cheshivish of the Suda, you first make a Bracha Brei Pia Gafim beforehand. So it's a Birchas and a Henin, Batsim. It's not a din of Kiddush. It's a Birchas and a Henin. So here it's a Birchas and a Henin. So I need to have it as a Birchas. I as the Shemei, I have to have it as a Birchas and a Henin. I have to drink from it. That's what Mr. Rav says. So that by night, he's masking that there's no din of te'ima. Even that din is mavur. It's mavur and halacha that's the raya is that it's lavdafka. Even a day it's lavdafka if you're toyim. Not pulling out right now where it is. There's a din that so I can do that even though I don't drink and they drink. There should be Ramah over there. Where's that? So the mission. This mission in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak. Mishnah says that if in a case by Berachos and a Henin, if I'm not being the Henin with them, I can't be moitzed somebody else. Berachos and Henin. I have to be by Berachos and Mitzvahs, so I can be moitzed them. The Berachos and Mitzvahs, I'm not being yotze because of the din of Arvus. But the Mishnah says the only scenario where you have a birchas and a henna which you can moitzi somebody else in the bracha is the birchas hamoitzi of a chilas matzah, because the reason why you're saying the moitzi is mitzal the mitzvah, not mitzal the henna. So since it's agav, it's going together with the mitzvah, so maybe I can make a bracha of a moitzi and be moitzi somebody else. Because the ikar is the tzarech of the mitzvah, not mitzal the birchas and a henna. And who would then, by case of Kiddush, if I'm being made to somebody else in Kiddush, even though I'm not drinking at all, so normally I can't, regular meal, I want to meet you in Hamoitzi. I sit down and say Hamoitzi. So I say Hamoitzi and you eat. It doesn't work. I have to eat also. That's a bracha lebatal. You can't be here too much. But the Kiddush Friday night, I can say the Kiddush and you can drink. Without me drinking at all, right? The person that goes to the nursing home and he's much of the people in Kiddush. He doesn't drink there. It's not a welcome suitor for him. He's not allowed to drink there. See, he makes the Kiddush. Somebody else drinks and he walks away. So he said, "Rei per gav," and he didn't drink. Not a problem. How's it work? Since it's sarach mitzvah, the ikar is mitzvah. So then, even though he doesn't drink, it's not a problem because the din of arvus allows me to. I'm being married to you in the bracha. I didn't. I wasn't the henna, but you were in the henna. It's not a problem. What about kiddush by day? So I'm trying to find that. The Rambam says it works by kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says it works for Kiddush by day also. So if the whole din is a din of Birchas and Hanan, it's not a Birchas and Mitzvahs. So the Biskur Rosh Tikal Teres, so what does that mean? I'm not in the Hanan. It's Brachal Batal. So we're in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not finding that where that is right now. Right, correct. They're saying you don't drink and he drinks. They're saying that. I'm not finding right now. So, but okay, but upon him, but the Tosfos says that it's a mitzvah to be time. Fine. When you're the Lacha Kishmuel, the Amr ain't Kiddush al Makam Suda. Now it doesn't say where the Megillah Storm is from, so but apparently it was Megillah Storm that Tosfos felt the Meshubatum. Mekadosh Shaddai to Lecho b'Mokam Acher. Okay, that's the end of a thought. Mekadosh Shaddai to Lecho b'Mokam Acher. Yochel Lehitzi Es Oichlem Shom. He's not eating there. They're eating there. He's not eating there. He can invite to them. Who Abi Makam Suda? So that's not a problem. So he's invited to them in Kiddush, and they're eating there. So it's called Kiddush Makam Suda. You don't argue that since Gabi him is not a Kiddush Makam Suda, he felt like a shame Kiddush because it wasn't his Makam Suda. Mainly kept they're not hearing Kiddush. That's not true. It is a Kiddush Makam Suda for the people who are being yotzei with the Kiddush. Okay. According to Rav, it's not a problem. According to Shmuel, it's a problem. Fine. So Tosfos, maybe he'll tell me, no. We can be makam the minig to make kiddush in shul, even like Shmuel, because Shmuel only said as halacha that the kiddush in the shul doesn't work for Elster because in the case you didn't have das. Okay, so yeah, das, it works. Rain loymer. That what? The mekadosh kal das she roitz alechem welcome acher moedish shmul the ish kiddush. What a pligi b'stama, because that can't be. They're in the kiddush shmul. The lomim of the kiddush b'nekes necessary. So what's the kasha? He had das. Why are you asking lomim of the kiddush b'nekes necessary? The case was they said kiddush in shul to be moitzi everybody with kiddush that they'll go home and have kiddush welcome. They'll have the suda and that's okay according to this suggestion. Now, let me say that's not true. Meo, me mokel mokem, by sech, gan meikul la'ara, near the murder shmuel, im kiddush v'igra, k'nei lecho v'ara, the koshin kiddush mokem suda. That's all me bias the bias. The shmuel does not murder that das helps. But in the case of me mokem la mokem, in the same bias, das helps. This is Tosfos. No. Tosfos is not defining what the words word makam lach. Tosfos is saying a fact. If a person goes in makam lamakam a bayis echad, for example, igra liara, that's not a problem. Rechay mochim birsham at the kamer Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Shmuel kiddush b'bayis echad v'nilu lechol b'bayis achar tzarich l'kaddish. So Shmuel said that if you have a kiddush here and you eat elsewhere, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yoshi Amar Rav. So he wants to eat it in a sukkah. The problem is Yisrael Bal Tosef according to Rishalmi, eating in the sukkah is baltoisiv. It's yantav achron of sukkahs. The sukkah is still standing. It's much more comfortable eating in the sukkah than eating in the house. The house is hot and stuffy. You'd rather eat in the sukkah. But the problem is, it looks like he's being moisiv and sitting in the sukkah on Shemini, which in Eretz Yisrael, of course, is baltoisiv. So on that, zucked the Rishalmi. So the eitz is don't make kiddush there. So then it's clear that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, because if you're doing l'shem mitzvah, you'll be eating, you're making kiddush on the sukkah. So if you're back to make kiddush on the bayis, it means you're not doing l'shem mitzvah. It's clear you're not doing it al baltoisiv, and it's okay. So we solve the baltoisiv, the potential looking like baltoisiv problem. So shteitach and rav that you can make a kiddush over here and eat the sukkah. Amar bunan b'lepligi. Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. How so? My dumb Rav, that which Rav says that it works, he had das to eat in the sukkah. I don't know, it says in the negative. He didn't have das to eat here, he had das to eat elsewhere when he made the kiddush. That's why the kiddush works. Right? Shmuel's case, which says it doesn't work, is a case where he planned to eat here. And then he went elsewhere. That's not a problem. But in a case where he made the bracha here, he planned to eat elsewhere. That works. So that's so. Vayisalgai shetarim yishalmi. Now v'holakem rav lepligi hanam imakon lokem echad bayis. Well, avdaka lokem yishalmi kiddush bayis ever nibul gadachem bayis acher. V'siyashim shol yachol yishalmi imashal shalom. So. Now, the similar reading in the Yerushalmi says that Shmuel, according to the way he's cheshbonning out in Shmuel, the Shmuel holds in a case where you're nimlach, it doesn't work me by the bias. But if you had das, it works me by the bias. So then what's the problem with the Kiddush over here? An argument more. If you had das, it's me by the bias. Elamai, the Kharda Bab Yerushalmi, your argument. He says, no. When the Yerushalmi said me by the bias, it didn't mean me by the bias. It meant from one room to another room in the same house. I was all the Shem and the Bible don't argue. That's our discussion, right? Now, okay, so Cheshbon and Tosfos outward. Tosfos learns like this, so that Rav and Shmuel don't argue in the case of Das. Shmuel went to Rav in the case of Das, and it works. Rav's case of Das in Yerushalmi is a case of Mimakom Lomakom. There, Shmuel's might have, that Das works. But Shmuel says Das Mibayis Abayis doesn't work. Rav says, Kiddush Mimakom, there's no problem with Kiddush Mimakom Suda Mibayis Abayis. Is he only in the case of Das, even in the case without Das? Right. So the Gemara's case over here is a case of Kiddush, is a case of Das. Right. The Gemara's understanding, according to Rav, you make Kiddush in the basic Knesset to be Yosef Kiddush, and you're going to go home and eat, but you had Das. Right? So the simple reading of the way the Yerushalmi learns, if you're learning the Yerushalmi of the Bava Mishnah, is Rav is saying that Das works, and Shmuel saying that Das is a limit. If you don't have Das, it doesn't work. And they're arguing in the case of Mimok and Mok, everybody says it works. And then we're just sending that same din, Vaiter, we go Mibayis to Bayis. Rav says Das works, and Shmuel says it doesn't work. Right? That Lachara would be the Cheshbon, right? It can't be correct. Because each point it can't be correct, because the more kuvalvum min alef, the more it brings the story of Rav Huna that sover ain kiddush al makom suda, because the more says the case, they made kiddush, and then he zakel shrug, and then they went in to the beganone, etc. So if the scenario was that, the more says if he held like Rav the yonik kiddush makom suda, right, so he wouldn't have to make kiddush again. Over there is a case of nimlach. He made the Kiddush, and then the lights went out. So he made the Kiddush al das to eat here, not to eat somewhere else. And the Mor says, well, according to Shmuel, I understand why you're making, you had to make Kiddush. If you had to make Kiddush again, is it right? He holds like Shmuel. No. He holds like Rav, but Rav only said his halacha in a case of das. Right? Elamai, before in the Gemara, that Rav's din, that we without das, even without das, Rav says, so now, so then, what's Yerushalmi saying? So the Torah is saying that Bava and Yerushalmi don't argue. Rav's case is a case where he had das. Now, I don't remember the Yerushalmi saying Rav needs das. But don't tell me the Bible and Yerushalmi read. Because the word in the Bible is that Rav does not need das. You with me? Yeah? Let's give a long. In the Yerushalmi says that they're not arguing. Rav, in some cases there was das, in some cases there wasn't das. Right? So, if I'm reading the Yerushalmi, I mean, the Chari Yerushalmi is saying Rav only said his din in the case that there was das. And Shmuel is saying his din that it doesn't work in the case there's no das. In the case there's das, everybody agrees it works. That's what Rav's din. Right? So Tais says, so the Chari Bazar, the Bavli Yerushalmi argue. Because the Bavli is saying, the Yerushalmi is saying the Shmuel is more the das works, and the Bavli is more the das doesn't work. So there's not. I've solved my problem. Shmuel's case where das works is me welcome and welcome. The Bavli's case where das doesn't work is me bias the bias. Tais is only Bavli what's with Shmuel. How does Shmuel, the Bavli, stim in Shmuel? How does the Bavli Yerushalmi stim in Rav? Right? The Yerushalmi says that Rav's case is a case of das. Right? Means a case of not das, Rav doesn't say it works. Right? That's clear. Our Gemara is the word clear, not like that. So if you want to talk about the Yerushalmi arguing, the Yerushalmi holds that Rav only says it's in the case of das, I get it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, that the Yerushalmi learns Rav like that. That's Yerushalmi has a right to learn Rav like that. But don't tell me the Rav agrees to it. So he says, well, yeah, but come on, that's really actually Yerushalmi in Mashiach Shalom. So this just means in Shmuel, which is how we paskin, there's no machlokes in the Bab in Yerushalmi. Right? So the Chazanish is, you know, he has this aura. So he just points out the Hodam Yerushalmi lo pligi, the member of the Rav and Shmuel, that case doesn't, they're not arguing with each other. It doesn't mean that Rav doesn't have other members which would argue. And that's what Tosis means. But Tosis is not saying, we're not, that Yerushalmi is saying that this is the only case of Rav that is in the case of Das, because then this doesn't seem with the Bible. The Yerushalmi is saying, Rabun is saying that this scenario between Rav and Shmuel, there's no machlokes. Doesn't mean there are other scenarios with our machlokes. Right? Okay. Fine. That's how he touches it up. Cousin Shem Rav Rotanoi Goin Beshubas Mekachim Beseknesses Melishan Secheda L'Refua. Kedamer the Morsan Brochus Psia Gasa is Natalis Echem Tovkuf Me Orainov Memes the Mechadulei Bekidusha the Beshimshi. Me Babi Hevesri cause of the High Refua Motzi the Mebed Bekidusha Beisa. So the Tosis learns that the reason why you make Kiddush in the basic Knesset, according to Rabbi Chanoi, is to generate this refuah, and the Avi Ezri is saying that you can get the refuah at home. But they're both saying that the refuah is the Kiddush of the Reshimshi. Right?
So
the Ramon Reshan Aleph and Sefiot brings that the minig is Yitzin Ein of Benaris Geshemastol Yitzin Ein of Benaris. B'shas Hakiddush is Bekoyz Al Bracha. Can nearly. So the Ayurabba says Mishabur Kos Ayurabba the why Yitzin Ein of Benair. Because that's a school for Rafua Leinayim Shako Ayurei Psia Gasa. Right, so the Kiddush of the Reshimshi doesn't mean it's when you say Kiddush, there's a Rafua Leinayim Shalom of the person which were weakened through the Psia Gasa of the week by looking at the Neiris. That's how the Ramah learns this then. What? What?
It's too bright, so you need
the Rafua. No. The Neiris is the Rafua.
Ah.
The refuah is looking at the neiris. The Rav Natanoygan is saying the refuah is the wine, right? But the way our minig is that the refuah is looking at the neiris.
When you're making kiddush, right?
When you're making kiddush, right? The minig is you look at the neiris at the beginning of kiddush. Because there's a din of the Gemara says Kershav Bracha Sar Shitan Einu Bekais. You're supposed to look at your Einu. But the Gemara says when you Kershav Bracha, you're supposed to look at the Kais. So when you say Rabbi Yagov, and you say the bracha, you're supposed to look at the kohes. You should be being focusing on the kohes. But at the beginning of the kiddush, you look at the neighbors. So it doesn't mean the whole first paragraph. It doesn't mean right at the beginning. That's a different minhagim. They're learning that this gemara, which says that the refuah is nothing to do with the kohes. It's the okay. But they're learning. The Rishonim all seem to many of the Rishonim seem to quote it. It's a Maril. The Maril says this reason. So but the Rishonim says that the refuah is the kedusha of Hashem. And then there's a big deal in Beis Yosef in Reish Samotes. Exactly what point is the refuah? The refuah is the drinking. Refuah is the putting the yai in sechenov. So, which one is it? The Torah quotes Rabbi Moshe, and he has different lashonas. He changed the lashonas from tima to putting sechenov. He says maybe the tima means putting sechenov. So that's the Torah over there in Reish Samotes. Fine. So in this Torah Tosa, the Tosa says that Das will work in Shmuel, not me bias the bias, but be Mokum la Mokum. So Pashas, what is Tosis saying? It says that there's a kiddush makom suda. Shmuel holds eating kiddush makom suda. So bias to bias, it's not makom suda. It doesn't work. Having das doesn't help you. Bias is not kiddush makom suda. But in within the same bias, even though it's in different rooms, the das is kaveya. I'm using the whole bias as one makom. I'm not being kaveya myself, but dafka to one room. To one place in the house is my kviyas. My kviyas is to use the whole place. So meila hastis is kiddush makom suda. Because in loikain, right? Tosis later on understands that that the Gemara tells me that in Shmuel that mecheder lecheder by kiddush makom suda is a problem. And Shinu Makom is also a problem. And he learns that one from the other, but he learns that it's a dinner of Shinu Makom, it's a dinner of Kiddush Makom Suda. Mecheder Lecheder is not called Makom Suda. Now, you want to tell me that the Ari Shonim hold that Mecheder Lecheder works? It's not a problem with Makom Suda. Okay, I have a problem with that. So Shaila is, so what does Das help? And if Das helps, why doesn't work in Bias to Bias? Mamanusha. Right, what's the Chilik? If you tell me that there's no problem with Mecheder Lecheder, period. Okay, so Shalom Yisrael, right? But you tell me there's a problem with Mecheder Lecheder. Toysa Sheik, there's a problem with Mecheder Lecheder. Kiddush Makom Suda. And Shinu Makom also is a problem with Mecheder Lecheder, according to Toysa. Right? So, but Das works. So, Manishtana, that Das works, I mean, Mecheder Lecheder doesn't work, I mean, bias to bias. Elamai Lekar, the Uftu of Das, Mecheder Lecheder, is that it becomes one Makom. That's not shaykh, me bias to bias. I can't make the whole, it's mitzias of two different places. So that's the card of chiluk. How did I learn? I didn't learn twice yet.
No,
we
did. Okay.
That's the chiluk.
So that's, in the same house, that's will work because it makes it into one place, even though without that it would still be considered a Shinu Makom. If you don't have the das, it's considered a Shinu Makom.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. It's shaykh in the house itself, that to dinner Shinu Makom, mecheder lecheder, or meyigul ara, which we're assuming that meyigul ara and mecheder lecheder are equivalent in halacha.
Is it holy on the rishos or meaning the bias? Is it holy on, let's say, the gag? Or, I mean, you could have cases where a person goes outside and still technically they're rishos, like the chotzer.
So the next step is Tosfos learned Shinu Makom has the same din as well. So when we start learning Shinu Makom, so one of the big questions is, okay, is there din of Shinu Makom Mecheder Lecheder? So it's Mechokes Mishana. So Mishabura comes out Bidi Evid, you're not going to make a new bracha because it's machlokes rishonim when you go mecheder lecheder. But let's say you had das lechanchila. So according to rishonim, that there is a problem of shein machlokes mecheder lecheder. Das lechanchila works within the bias, but not mebias the bias. That's the assumption of halacha. So what's that lumdus? It's the same question. What's that lumdus? And can you generate a sword nowadays that we sort of have that stam das? So the nature of people is to walk around the room to room. That becomes as if the normal way I use my house is, if the lumdus is that when I'm kaveya das, the chachila, I'm being kaveya, this is all in one makam. So then nowadays, could be that's almost automatic. That's how people... Person sits down to kiddush Friday night, or the person sits down to meal, or the middle of the meal, his wife goes to the bedroom to put the baby to sleep. She comes out, she needs no bracha or not. So Mishra Rosa Bidiyavish, she doesn't need no bracha, because it's mecheder lecheder, you don't need no bracha. But by kiddush, it's much more complicated than mecheder lecheder. Right? Because many Rishonim hold by kiddush, it's different than Shenim Makam, mecheder lecheder is a problem. Right? So lecheder, you shouldn't do it. So, I mean, that's going to become problematic, like, sometimes you need to take the kid to the bathroom. You know what are you going to do, right? Right. So no, because if I can be conveyed that the natural function of how I use a house nowadays, once upon a time, they sat down on a meal. They were very kavu on the meal. They sat down in a room, and that was it. That some male mecheder lecheder is a shini malkum. Nowadays, the nature is to walk around, etc. We use our house much more freely. You see, the way they used to eat, they're much more kavu sitting down to eat. Nowadays, we're much more, we move around more freely during the middle of the meal. Going in and out of the kitchen, if the kitchen is not, it's not Roya Malkum, does Roya Malkum work? It's not Roya Malkum, the kitchen is a little bit further away. Every time you go back and forth to the kitchen, you have a problem of halacha. Right? That's how meals work nowadays. Once upon a time, the shamash took care of that stuff. In the shamash, Taka had, he had new halachas, different halachas out of there with it. Nowadays, the wife is the shamash, or the husband is the shamash. The kid isn't the shamash usually, but the wife or the husband, right? So if that's the lumdus, it works. Now, it doesn't work. Is it because it's tachas one roof? So, that's the place we're pretty clear about apartment buildings. Different apartments in the building is called mebayis lebayis, not mecheder lecheder. And somebody else is totally somebody else's rishus. It's a different house, a different apartment. That's a whole different ballgame. My own house, all the rooms. Now, what about if I go to the roof, which is the merpeset? That's the famous house, the merpeset. It's not makura, right? So if it's not makura, does that have a din of cheder lecheder, a din of it's going out to the chotzer?
What about the hallway?
The hallway is more complicated also, because it's a rishus which is used by multiple people. Or the chotzer is man chazal. Chotzer usually was used by multiple people. So mebayis the chotzer is considered shini makom. Right, so Pasha's Mibayis to the Chatz, to the hallway, also be considered Shini Malkum.
On the porch, you could
see
everything? Like where you started?
Well, Mibayis, I could also see where I started from. It does, but it's still considered Shini Malkum. It's not so Pasha that Riyah works. We'll see about that, whether Riyah works. Okay, but the point I'm just saying is, the Tais introducing this Suara, we'll see later on, we get the Shini Malkum, and more about Riyah's. Tais introducing the Suara, the Chard Alam, this is, if das works, das works. Das doesn't work. If I hold Shini Makram, that they're the same thing. So what's the difference? I think the chilik is, one is, I can't say das works with Shini Makram, then say it doesn't work with Shini Makram. I can say that it's not a Shini Makram. So I can say, you know what? You want to say it's not a Shini Makram. It's much easier to say in the bias, within the bias itself, das is command. That's not a Shini Makram really. This is all the Makram. Me bias the bias. I can't do that. So male das doesn't work.
You say that Tais is going to hold this with
Correct.
So we're going to assume based on this Tosis, we would say now.
Correct. Yes. So it's interesting because, what David is asking is saying is because when you get to halacha, Mishnah Berurah brings down that this end of das works. I mean, it's not his own kiddush. I'm saying, but the kiddush is found erst in achronim. It's not Farish in the Rishonim by Shini Makom and Hilchos Shini Makom. Shalos, what's the Makor? There's no Gemara which says it. Right. According to the Rishonim, which equate Shini Makom by Kiddush and Shini Makom by Brachas to each other, and I have the Yerushalmi that Das works, assuming you accept the Yerushalmi, which that itself is debatable, right? So that would be the Makor. So somebody asked me that what's the sugya shini makom? Where piece of sheet is that the Torah mitzvah bracha b'mekayman? There's no din of shini makom. So what's called sugya bracha b'mekayman? So the Rashbam understands the birchas hayayim because benching is that's the first thing. The more benching, you have to go back. Benching, you have to go back. Birchas hamazon, you have to go back. That's called sugya. It needs bracha b'mekayman. Benching, you have to go back. Good. What about bracha achas main shalosh? Machlokes and machlokes bishanim. The Rosh over here already argues in the Rashbam. The Rashbam assumes that even by birchas ayayin, so birchas mazarnis alamichya, it's yours. It's doyma to birchas amozin. It's alamozin. So let's assume you have to go back. Not everybody agrees with that, but that's a substance of the law. You have to go back. Birchas ayayin. The Rashbam says, yeah. The Rosh says no. According to the Rashbam, so there's no Shini Makom over here because it's Birchas Hayayin, right? Birchas Hayayin. So that's what the Yana and Yana were asking me. So there's a few answers, but the simplest answer is on that din, Srichim Rachim and Kaiman, that it's not called Shini Makom. The Magen Rambam says it's only true if he had a kazayis. Because if he didn't have a kazayis yet, so a person says a moitzi, doesn't need a kazayis, then he steps out. So, it's Srichim Rachim HaKayman, it's not from a shirim makim. Yes, it is, because you didn't need a shir yet. You don't have to go back, because you didn't need a shir kazayis yet. So that would be called shirim makim. So this din of, so the case over here would be the person did not drink a shir, that would be mechayev of him to go back. Mamela, it's called a shini makom. Now, does that work? Right. So the mevorach structure gets him. So how much does he have to drink? So he has to drink a malilugma. He has to drink a shir kosher. It's not enough just to do tima ba'alma. So there's a machlokes in halacha whether that means that one person has to drink a malilugma, or you can combine the shtiya everybody together to malilugma. See if you can combine the shtiya to malilugma. Of everybody together, so then the case could be over here that each person just drank less than a lugmov. What's the shiva bracha chayna by yayin? Right. So we had four shittas in a lachem, right? Shiva means four shittas. Close to shaynim. We had in Tosfos before in brachas, right? We have four shittas: either kazayas, a kabeya, a malilugmov, or a ravias. So, kazayis is the smallest shear, and revius is the largest shear. So, Mishnah Berurah suggests that a person drinks a drink, he should drink less than a kazayis and more than a revius, so he's not allowed to celebrate bracha achrayim. But he says that doesn't work by kais shel bracha, because you have to drink a mother lugmov. So, if you have to drink a mother lugmov, so according to two shitas, you have a chiyuv bracha achrayim. So, therefore, he says you should drink a revius. But you can't say brachachon misafik, so you should be drinking revius in order to avoid the machloikas and be able to say brachachon. Okay, so I'm not sure what the Rishbam sheet is in regards to what the shear is for brachachon. So if the Rishbam holds a shear for brachachon as revius, and over here you want to drink a mother looking up good, I don't know. Right? But otherwise, so is this then a shear brachachon and mekaitman? And we're saying that it needs a kazayas because practically you're not chayiv in it. It's not a din chashivas of the maichel, it's a din of practically you got to go back. So what about I can't go back? I'm not going to make the bracha. I'm mechuyev to go back. A person drinks a mali lugmov. He says, if a carton through sheet, you're mechuyev and bracha carton, you got to go back and do nothing. Or no, if I'm not saying bracha carton, I'm not mechuyev to go back. So pasha, it's a practical din. So Ramosha then discusses how practical, if this is concept of a practical din. So let's say I have other practical reasons to go back besides bracha carton. Is that good enough? Is the main thing going back or not? So that's that we'll talk about later on. Well, Kaponim, so the case was that he's not going to go back, and therefore, even the Korn is not a kasher, but Korn the Chis is not a kasher. Okay. The Tois is Abu Mashim, Kiddush, Beis, Allah, Shulchan, Shubain, Tzach, Lebarach, Al-Yayim, Tech, Asura, Abu Mashim, Some of you hold that the Kiddush, a Kiddush Elamakim Suda. So it comes out that the Kiddush is bound to the Suda. So it makes sense that the bracha of the Yayin on the Kiddush works for the Suda. Because they're part of the same, they're part of the same function. But if you hold in Kiddush, you know, like Rav, that you don't need Kiddush Malkum Suda, so the Kiddush is totally independent of the Suda. So I'm making Berachah Yayin, brings out the Kiddush, and then I'm having a Suda. No Shaykh is one to the other. So Mechel Taisi, the Berachah Yayin of the Kiddush works with the Suda. That's what Taisi has done. So I said, well, you see that it works. Im Ken Im Hivdol Al Shulchanoi, Patim Mevorach Al Yayin Shemesech Suda, Avgav the Yesh Abdullah Beloy Malkum Suda, Kuli Alma. Okay, so the Chara Mavur in this Gemara that the since Pratel you're making a Brepia Goffin and you're planning and you're having Yain to Echasuda, even though they're not Shaykh one to the other, the Birchas Yain from before the Suda works for the Yain to Echasuda. That's what Tosis is proving. Now, Tosis is assuming if you hold Ein Kiddush Elo Malkum Suda like Shmuel, then it's possible that it works because the Birchas Hayayin is mamish a chelik of the Suda, right? I always had the shayla like this. The luck is that before Kriyash Chatzi Shal if they's man the Seisa Kachavim, you're not supposed to be Kamei a Suda. Because we're afraid that you're going to forget and forget to say Shema. If you start before that Zaman, you can your mouth will be heter, so then you're allowed to be in the Mshuk and you'll say Shema afterwards. Friday night, so what's called a Scholas Asuda? So the Gemara says that the Morning Shabbos, the Gemara says that when they would undo their belt, right? If people didn't have belts to undo, we until you die. What about Kiddush? So I come home from make early Shabbos. I come home. I look at the clock. So there's a man Kriyat Shema. There's a man to say Kriyat Shema. Repeat. I said it's daylight. So I'm not, except for a wild rental time. I'm not yours of Kriyat Shema. Right. So I didn't say Shema yet. So I'm about to start a meal and I didn't say Shema. Yeah, but no problem. The Zaman for Shema is 8:30 and it's 7:30. No problem. Okay. Well, what about if it's 7:58? So it's a half an hour before this mancha, I'm not allowed to start a meal. So if I don't start the meal in the next 2 minutes, I have to wait till 8:30, say Shema, and then start the meal. So I run and I say Kiddush. Look at the clock, it's 8:01. Now what? I started my meal. I said Kiddush. No, I didn't start my meal. I didn't wash my hands yet. Right. What?
It's like the yakis.
So you're like yakis, you solve your problem. You solve many problems, you go like the yakis. Okay, right? But, right? So, it's mask of the Suda. Kiddush is part of the Suda. We all ate Kiddush on Lokum Suda, so Kiddush is part of the Suda. So I started the Suda. I said Kiddush already. I have not found any Pesach which says that Preferish. And I found it's not like that Preferish. Nobody talks about it. Nobody. I can't say that. I have not found anybody who talks about that Aloha, that's called Suda, and still survives. That's discussed. But the Gabi Kiddush. So I think the Chara, the Tosis is telling me that Tosis says the Kiddush is part of the meal. So that's called Sasuda. So you said as long as it's a Kiddush before you're good, right? No, it's not a raya. It could be that really the yain that the bracha that you make on the Kiddush, if you hold in Kiddush Malkum, if you hold like Rav, that's no shaychus to the meal. The bracha on the yain doesn't work for the Suda. What's the more talking about? You the yain yatsu lo yatsu. There's no raya from this Gemara over here because we didn't say what you're drinking when you get home. You're saying you're not yotze with the bracha here for when you drink at home. But if you make kiddush at home and you want to drink some more, you would be yotze. You want teicha suda, maybe you need a bracha. No, because according to Rav, kiddush not shayach to the suda. So it's a separate maisa. So that maisa, you made bracha golfin. And then you're starting a new eating session when you start the meal. So you need a new Brei Piyag Offen. Right? So it's no riot. I will. Yesh Shabir Raya, and then he brings the Raya from the case of Workhams and Birkal Yayan, the Sinem Mosin, Pothis Yan Shalakar Mosin, Pir Shay Regil, and Nishra's Akar Suda, if they break as a Mosin. Masha, the Koshkin, the Pertor Yan Shabasaka Mosin, Shalboy El Elishra Sakhilish Remayev. Vilman Dormer Hosam, the Gemora, Yan Shabasaka Mosin, Lord Pothis Yan Shalakar Mosin, Hamishum de Yan Shabal Lishrois, Pertor Yan Shabal Lishrois. Of Yan Shabal Mosin, Shabal Lishrois, the Art of Tve, Kalyam, what is the Pertor Yan Shabasaka Mosin? Now, Tosis, we would have to add in that, and therefore Yayin, which is for Kiddush, is Gorach Hashem, a type of a function, so that would definitely be much of the Yayin, which is Boal Lishtos. That's the end of Tosis. But al Kaponim, you see that the bracha of Yayin, so now Mozin can work for Yayin, after you wash. The Yayin Shalakar Mosin means before you bench. So it's part of the meal. According to this thought process, how can the Yayin Shalakar Mosin work for the Yayin Shalakar Mosin? But in the Sarah Lebarach of Mosin, Mosin, my camera Yayin Shalakar Mosin, Pertas Yayin Shalakar Mosin, table at the Pertas Yayin Shalakar Mosin, Lamandar Merhosin the Pertas. Okay. If you hold that Yayin Habal Lishrois, Pertas Yayin Habal Lishrois, but you hold the Yayin Shalakar Mosin doesn't work for Yayin Shalakar Mosin, so the Yayin Tegel Mosin, you made a big goffin on it, and if you hold Baal Lishtois, Path is Baal Lishtois, so the Yayin Acher Mosin, which is Lishtois, was nifted with the Yayin Tegel Mosin, not with Yayin Livnei Mosin. So you'll tell me that the case was that he didn't drink anything during the meal. The Yayin Tegel Mosin, the Yayin, how would the Mechol Nami, him died to Lishtois, Yayin Tegel Mosin, if you had das, he had that, if that, I would not control the Yayin Tegel Mosin, the Yayin Tegel Mosin, it's not a din in Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a din. What your plan is? Hilchim birach al yain shethiyam mozin, but delicious the second mozin. It's tzarich lebarach acher b'al gefen, lo second mozin ripi agofen. Of nimach and a poter, but I'm tzarich lebarach acher brachem ein sholish. Now that last line of Tosis is a mouthful. What? I'm going to tell you, right? Yeah? Yes, no, maybe. Apparently not. Not everybody yet. All right, so Tosis says at the last line, Tosis says, so if a person, in a case where, if a person drank wine before the mozen, and he's planning to drink wine, tachem mozen, so then he does not need to make a pregofen on the wine, tachem mozen, and he does not need to say an alagefen on the wine before the mozen. But, Avlim Nimloch, but if he did not plan to drink wine, Tegel Mosin, and then he changes his mind, and he decides to have wine, Tegel Mosin, so then the bracha of the Tegel Mosin doesn't work for the, he was Nimloch, he didn't plan. It's only Das, he didn't have Das for that. And he needs to say, he needs to say Nala Gefen. Let's say you learn not like this. That the Yayin Shethiyam Mosin does not part of the Yayin Tegel Mosin. Right? Right? Tosis is spending his whole time to prove this, he's right, right? But let's say Tosis would not be right. So you make a Reper Gofen before the meal, and a Reper Gofen again during the meal. Do you need to say Nala Gefen on the wine before the Mosin? Tosis says yes, right? Tosis says, now that I said, told my Hagan to Yisrael, Sukkot Tois, that you don't need to say Nala Gefen. You wouldn't need, otherwise, you wouldn't say Alagefen. Why? What's in for Alagefen? So what does Tosis mean? So there's two scenarios that Tosis is going to be discussing. One case is where you're going to say Alagefen at the end. So what are you two Alagefens for? That's one scenario that Tosis is going to be discussing. Or you're not paying to say Alagefen at the end, and you're just going to bench. Now the Yayin Shel Tegel Mosin benching covers. Does benching cover the Yayin Shel Lifnei Mosin? What's that? The benching to the Yayin Shel Lifnei Mosin. And something else is not part of the meal. So why should the benching cover it? So let's talk about major machlokes b'shurim. Whether what the halach is over there. So so the rush later on handles this shiloh. In Simcha and the Simcha of Dalet, does the wine which is before the mozen, is it nifter with benching? So if you'd have kavanah beferish to pop to the wine, so the Mishnah Berurah says that works. Why? Because we paskin that b'di evad, a person would bench on yayin, he's yotze. So the fact that I'm benching on the red, the fact, if I have beferish das to bench on the yayin also, even though yayin is no shaykhus in a meal, I bench on my yayin. So I'm yotze. But I didn't have das. So I don't have das, a person drinks wine, talks to the soda, and now he doesn't have das, and he's drinking wine, and he benches. So the benching covers it, the wine during the meal. What's the shaykhus of the wine before the meal? So he says, well, we pass in kishon makom suda. So the kiddush, that the wine you drink before the suda is shayach to the suda. So it was on the bench, he covers it. He says, and even if not, the maisa, the derech is to drink beforehand, it's garer and taiva, it helps you get hungry, samela, it helps with the suda. So the tzarech of suda, samela, it's included in the suda. Yeah, it's included in the suda, it's included in the benching of the suda. That's the Rosh's Cheshbon. Now the test has proved that the yayin lifnei mazon passes yayin techa mazon. So it comes out the brei piyah gafan the year before the meal facilitates eating during the meal, because without that brei piyah gafan before the meal, I have to get brei piyah gafan during the meal. So the wine I have during the meal is nifter with the bracha of the brei piyah gafan before the meal. So I can argue the same that swore that the Rosh says that the yayin that you have beforehand is garra. Well, the act of drinking wine beforehand also in some way benefits the meal. It allows me to cover the repair gulf of the wine during the meal. So that's what the Bir Lacha brings, the steer Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos, I don't remember what's in right now, says that's the war. So if you drink wine during the meal, you're good. Because even if you don't hold like this shita, the Shita will argue. But in the case where the wine you made before the meal covered the wine during the meal, and the wine during the meal is covered with the benching, so ag of that, the wine before the meal is also covered with the benching. But the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Brachos in the Bir Lacha is not sure about that, whether that works. So he says you should have a fairish das when you bench to cover it. If you bench on a kais, so the alagefen that you say covers the wine, but you're saying alagefen. But if not, then the eitzah really should be you should have a fairish das besach your bench to cover it. So I no, he's saying even if Mishnah Berurah over there says even in case you Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos says if you have wine during the meal, so you're good, no problem.
So if you don't have wine during the meal, then you have
no. But the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Brachos says he's not even sure that works. So he says the real eitzah is to have das beferish besach your bench, even if you have wine to hechus. He's not sure that that's how it works.
Does it make a difference if it's Shabbos or
weekday? Does it make it? Well, Mishabur over there is not relying on Kiddush Mokum, the Swar of Kiddush being Shaykh to the Suda. So he just relies on the fact that because he says, because that's the Motzil Mechosh Bishonim, right, whether it works or not. But Tosis comes along and says that that you need an Alagefen. You need an allegephon. Otherwise it won't work. If it's not shaft to the meal, it wouldn't work. We need its own allegephon. You can't use allegephon later on. Now, the Rama Mashita, Mashin and Malkum, is once you Mashin and Malkum and look at it as a new eating session. So the first session requires its own separate bracha achrona. So you'd have to, the person with the case of Shini Malkum, right? So, Kram the Rishayshis, that the Ram passing like Rishayshis, not like Rishayshis. The Tosis and the Rosh passing like Rishayshis, but the Ram passing like Rishayshis. So person is eating bread, and it's Mashana Malkum, even though it's something which is Sarek bracha achrona by Mekayman, doesn't help. Shini Malkum, he needs a new achila. Rama says he needs the bench and then start over again.
Bench back in the original?
Well, that's the different halachas. Right? But he has the bench, and even if he goes back to the first place, he has the bench and then wash again and start again. because once the session is finished, there's a Chiyuv Bracha Achrona. So I can't start my next session because I have to say Bracha Achrona. The Rambam seems to learn there's some din of hefsik between the Suda and the Bracha Achrona. You can't have another meal in between. You finish your eating session, it's a bench. Kohli didn't finish. I understand. No problem. See, I'm not going to say anything. You're done. So, no, I want to go play a game of tennis and I'll come back. So I want to eat something and come back. And I'll say, no, the session is over. You're going to eat. You're going to the bench. You're going to wash again and have some more. Oh, that's a new session. So that'll get its own bracha card. The Ramah doesn't pass like that. The Ramah says, learn said, no, that even a scenario where it would be have a dinam nimach and you have to wash again and eat. You don't have to bench twice. Why can't you use one benching for two achilas? You can't use one benching for two achilas.
Isn't that what we do for dessert?
No, now that's because we hold it shy to the suda to some extent. Yeah. But over here, I person ate bread, didn't bench yet. He said, you know what, I'm done. He walks away. And then a bona fide Hesach Hadas. And he comes back half an hour. He says, you know what? I'm really hungry. I'll have some more. So Lachos, he has to wash again. Same way again. Right? But he hasn't benched yet. So Rama says, excuse me, bench. And then you'll start over again. We hold, no. You didn't bench yet. So fine, no problem. Bench. What's the benching? You'll bench at the end for both. There's no problem using bench. It's two meals. It's two separate meals. But the benching will cover both meals. Without a sherichol, without those other problems, right? But the Rama says you can't do that. Each session of achila requires its own bracha achrona. The Shalos Tosfos comes along over here. Tosfos Shita is not like the Rama. The Tosfos over here comes along and seems to say that that if you tell me that the wine before the meal is not shy after the meal, you have to say an alegefen on the wine. Even if you're gonna have wine during the meal, you're gonna see if you tell me that the Tosfos means the case is that the wine during the meal is covered with benching. So I understand. The benching can't cover the wine before the meal because it's no shaykhs. If you say alagafen, the same one alagafen for one drinking session, two drinking sessions is alagafen. The same way one benching works for two bread sessions, one alagafen works for two drinking sessions. So Tosis means only in a scenario where you're not saying alagafen, you're just benching. So benching can't work for the drinking before the meal because the drinking before is no shaykhs to the meal. So then Taki, you have to say alagafen on that shtiyah. Okay, just tell you a wild din, and we got to let you go. Person says Kiddush, right? Says Kiddush, this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says Kiddush. Yeah? Then before the meal, he decides to have a drink of water. Do you need Bracha Roshana?
He said Kiddush and then had a drink.
Before he washed. Mm-hmm. What water? Yayin Pat, this is Kol Mini Mashkin. Okay, now he finishes the meal, he benches. So Shulchan Aruch Rav, you still need a Ben Nefashos for the water. Because benching doesn't pass to Ben Nefashos. You don't have to say Bracha Roshana because the Brei Pei Govan covers it, but the Brei Pei Govan is covered with the end of the meal with the benching. But the water doesn't get passed, and Ben Nefashos doesn't get, so you have to say Ben Nefashos on the water. He said, even if you benched, you still have to say Ben Nefashos afterwards on the water that you drank before the meal. Shulchan Aruch Rav. What? I know, it's wild. It's like. So I'll tell you what's the Gaya Lamaisa. Is by the Haggadah. So I drink during the Haggadah because I have voice problems. So if you hold Alagefen at the end, covers it. Alagefen on the wine covers the water. Right? But if you learn that, that's the big hefsik and really the benching is covering it, so could be you'd have to say Ben Nefoshes on the water. Now you don't say Ben Nefoshes because you're going to pass up your karpas before you get to Marer. So it was like it hit me this cheshbon. I said. So yeah. So can you remind the das? That it's only one. That's to a shore in the pre-chodesh. Okay. So it was interesting. Hank and Tim, so.